One of the joys of being a pastor is receiving wonderful news that's happening sa life ng mga members ng church. Kasi po, kadalasan kaming mga pastor ang nauuna o madalas mabigyan ng unang impormasyon sa mga magagandang pangyayari sa buhay ng mga members. And one of my favorite ones is when a couple announces the arrival of their newborn baby. At kung nataon, ako pa ang kauna-unahan na makakita at kakarga ng baby na ito. No? So exciting. And I get several opportunities like that. Kaya kapag may baby, tawagin niyo ako kagad. Okay? What a joy it is to celebrate such festive event. One of the most celebrated arrivals in the world, lalo na sa buwan na ito, ay ang pagdating sa mundo ng Panginoong Heso Kristo, which is popularly known sa mundo natin as Christmas. Okay, malapit na ho ang Christmas. You get to see sa malls ng Dubai or sa UAE yung feel ng Christmas. Nakakagulat po, no? Na kung saan pagpasok mo sa mall, may makikita ka mga iba't ibang klaseng Christmas designs. May Christmas trees, Christmas lights, either naka-design po ito or binebenta. You get to hear Christmas melodies or music. Nakakita tayo nagbebenta ng mga poinsettia flowers, kung saan yung Christmas flower na kulay pula. And kakalungkot, wala ko nakitang parol so far. So, sa Pilipinas lang po yun. And what blew me away this week is yung pagpunta namin ni Diane sa Ace Hardware. I was shocked to see for the first time na may tunay na pine tree na binebenta. Akala ko fake kasi nalaman na sinira ko. No? Inawakan ko siya at inamoy talagang may 7 feet, may 5 feet. Talagang totoong puno po siya. So nakakamangha po. Now on the first night of Christmas, angels celebrated. Noong time na yon, God's angels appeared to shepherds and announced in a celebratory tone the arrival of a very, very special baby. And Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 11 gives us the story. At ito po ang greeting na ginawa ng mga angels. Siyempre, nagsa-stargazing yung mga shepherds noong time na yon, kasi tulog na ang kanilang mga tupa. And siyempre, madilim yon, nakatingin ka sa langit at biglang may lumabas na anghel. And of course, that is out of the ordinary. Natakot sila. And the first words that came out sa mga labi ng mga anghel is this. Verse 10. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Now these words na binanggit ng mga angels na ito echo the very words na sinabi 700 years ago ng isang propeta. Isang propeta na ang pangalan niya ay Isaiah. Na kung saan yun yung passage na binasa kanina ni Gemma. We are continuing in our sermon series na ang tinatawag na The Promise. Last week, nakita na po natin sa Genesis chapter 3 as Erickson preached to us na kung saan naramdaman at nakita natin yung grabidad ng kasalanan, na kung saan inaapektuhan ito sa lahat ng sangkatauhan. Lahat naging makasalanan, lahat naging rebelde, at lahat ay napatawa ng kamatayang pang-pisikal at ganun din kamatayang pang-spiritual. It's interesting because when the moment that Adam and Eve ate that fruit, that should have been the end of Genesis. Because disobedience to God means death. But, ngunit, dahil sa habag at grasya ng Panginoon, nagbigay siya ng pangako, a promise, na ang binhi o anak ni Eva ang siyang magbibigay ng pag-asa sa sangkatauhan magpakailanman. At ang binhi o ang pag-asa na iyon ay ang Mesaya na ang pangalan ay Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you, and if you are still not there, turn with me sa Isaiah chapter 9. Ang titignan po natin dyan is verses 6 hanggang 7, and later on we will be glimpsing back to chapter 7, verse 14. Now, these passages tells us about the coming Messiah, what he will be like, what he will be doing. Sa passage na binasa ni Gemma kanina, we will see that the promised Messiah brings true hope and joy to his people. The promised Messiah brings true hope and joy to his people. With this, sa two short verses na ito ng Isaiah chapter 9, we have three headings. Number one, the coming of the Messiah, o ang pagdating ng Mesiyas. Number two, the characteristics of the Messiah, o ang mga katangian ng Mesiyas. And number three, the commitment to make it happen, o ang pangako na isasakatuparan ito. Number one, the coming of the Messiah, ang pagdating ng Mesiyas. When we say Messiah, it means deliverer, savior, deliverer from harm or danger. Kadalasan po, nakakatanggap tayo ng announcement or imbitasyon sa mga baby dedication or baby blessing or binyag pagkalipas probably ng ilang buwan o minsan isang taon pagkatapos isilang yung bata. Bira ko nakakita ng invitation, ng blessing na ilang oras pa lang ay, oh, bita kayo, meron kayong blessing ng bata. Bihira po yun, pero hindi naman imposible mangyari yun. But what's interesting about the coming Messiah is this, nauna po yung announcement o ang invitation, so to speak, bago ang kapanganakan. After Isaiah announced the coming Messiah, umabot po ng 700 years bago ipinanganak ang Messiah na ang pangalan ay Jesus. Now, nung time na binigay ni Isaiah ang malaking announcement na ito, ang Israel ay kasalukuyan nakaharap sa isang malaking banta. Banta saan? Mula sa malaking o lumalaking superpowered nation na ang pangalan ay Assyria. Dahan-dahan po nagiging malakas ang bansa na ito. As we go through the book of Isaiah, makikita natin that they will be destroying yung Israel, which is the northern kingdom. Isaiah addressed this situation sa kalagitnaan ng kaguluhan na ito. So, nagkakagulo yung mga tao na yon. Biglang nagpadala ng propeta ang Panginoon na ang pangalan ay Isaiah. And from there, Isaiah spoke for the Lord a promise. A promise na may darating na isang future king na magiging pag-asa ng kanilang lahi at ng buong mundo. This Messiah, which we all know, is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. I grew from a very festive family. Mahilig po kami sa celebration. Lalong-lalo na ho pagdating sa Christmas celebration. Sigurado dapat kompleto magkakapatid lahat ng mga pamangkin. That's who we are. When I was way back in the Philippines, nung bata-bata pa ako, I remember somebody asking me na kung saan, ito yung question sa akin, why do you celebrate Christmas? And immediate knee-jerk response ko is this, Jesus, because Jesus, God's Son, was born. Okay, that's my immediate knee-jerk response. Kasi pinanganak, si Jesus ang anak ng Diyos. Now, part of that is true. However, what I was thinking nung time na yon is that nung pinanganak ni Maria si Jesus, dun pa lang nag-exist si Jesus Christ. Okay? Noong time na iniluwal siya sa sinapupunan ni Maria, dun pa lang isinilang ang anak ng Diyos. Friends, we need to understand that Jesus, God the Son, existed before creation. He existed before time. Hindi yung time na kung saan siya ay nagkatawang tao, dun pa lang siya nag-i-exist. He existed even before everything was created. Sabi sa John chapter 17, verse 5, Father, and this is Jesus speaking and praying, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. So, nag-i-exist na ang Diyos anak even before creation. Jesus is yung word na, I'll give you a big word here, the incarnated Son of God. Now, what do you mean when we say incarnated? The definition in English is God became flesh. And I love kung paano itin-translate ito ng Tagalog. Sa yung word incarnated sa Tagalog is this, Diyos na nagkatawan tao. Okay? Yun po ibig sabihin ng incarnation, which means He existed before creation. From there, He incarnated, nagkatawan tao po siya, and from there, dun ho lumabas si Jesus Christ. Sabi sa John chapter 7, verse 14, yung binasa natin kanina, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And Emmanuel, ang ibig sabihin po sa Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, is God with us. So yung prophecy na binigay ng propeta na ito, na may darating na isang Mesiyas, isang hari, isang tagapagligtas, na kung saan ang pangalan ay Emmanuel, ang Diyos ay nasa sa atin. God with us. At makikita rin po natin yan sa chapter 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Now the Son of God came to this world and humbly took a form of a man. Humbly took a form of a baby. He is fully God and fully man. Hindi ho 50% God, hindi ho 50% man. I don't think you can put a number on it kasi He is truly God and truly man. Ganap na tao at ganap na Diyos. Now, bakit nagantay pa ng 700 years ang Panginoon bago ipinadala itong hari ito, samantalang nagkakagera-gera na ho sila roon? Ano pa ang kapakinabangan nun? Well, here's the reason. Because God wants to give them hope. It's hope. God knows na His people ay magpapatuloy na pagharian ng mga masasamang hari. God knows ang patuloy silang sasakupin ng mas malakas na nation one after another. God, in His perfect timetable, wanted to give His people the hope of a future king to sustain them through these dark times. It's a spark of light of hope during dark times na sinasabing, hindi mananatiling ganito ang sitwasyon ninyo. Mga kaibigan, maaaring nandito kayo ngayong oras na ito at kayo po ay dumadaan in a season na we would say a dark time sa buhay mo. Maybe you're going through a dark time in your life. An unexpected illness, a potential loss of job. You are suffering as a result of other people's actions or decisions. And you feel that there is no hope. You feel na itong dark situation ng buhay mo ay wala ng solusyon. Wala ng hanggang dito na lang siguro ako. Or maybe you are not in a dark situation, but you are walking in darkness. What I mean by that is this. Maybe you're here today and you are living a secret life of sin. Meron kang tinatago na kasalanan na inaalagaan mo. Or maybe you are living a lie. You are living a life of pretense. You are trying to mask your true self from others in fear of rejection and ridicule. It would be good that they would not know the real me and try to live a double life. And you feel that there's no way out. Gusto mo nang huminto, gusto mo nang tumigil, gusto mo nang magbago, and you feel na paulit-ulit mo ginagawa ito, hinahanap-hanap mo ang tamis ng lason ng kasalanan, pero dahan-dahan kang parang sigarilyo na uupos. Friends, allow me to share the same hope that the prophet gave during sa time ng kaguluhan sa Israel. The good news, however, is the Messiah na inaantay nila has already come. He came to dispel all darkness. He accomplished that what we had experienced, the darkness of God's judgment on the cross that cost him his life for our sins. And then on the third day, muling nabuhay. So friends, there's hope for you. Our hope is in the risen King Jesus. We do not need to continue to walk in darkness or live a life of hopelessness. Friends, if you are hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ right now, I urge you to repent from your sins and turn to Christ's finished work on the cross. Trust what He has done on the cross para sa kapatawaran sa inyong kasalanan. This was the Messiah that Isaiah prophesied about, that this Messiah is coming to deliver His people. But what is this Messiah like? Ano ang kanyang katangian? Ano bang itsura niya? What is his characteristic? Which is, we go now to our second point, the characteristics of the Messiah. Verse 6, ang mga katangian ng Messias. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it, and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forever. Now this tells us that the coming Messiah is a king na galing sa lahi ni Haring David. And he will govern the nations with righteousness, justice, wisdom, and might. Ito po ay contrast sa mga hari na mga Israel na kung saan masasama at hindi marunong magpatakbo ng kaharian. This messianic king na sinasabi ni Isaiah is better than all kings. He's better than all earthly kings combined. He is also better than King David. Because he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is sovereign over all earthly kings, over rulers, over authorities. Earthly kings cannot do anything unless God ordains it. Walang kayang gawin ang mga kahit sinong otoridad sa mundo kung hindi pahihintulutan, ikakaloob ng Panginoon. Panaghoy o Lamentations chapter 3:37-38. Walang anumang bagay na mangyayari nang hindi sa kapahintulutan ni Yahweh. Nasa kapangyarihan ng kataas-taasan Diyos ang masama o mabuti. So God is in control of all authorities. Friends, if this is the case, then ang loyalties po natin ay dapat fully devoted to this messianic king, Jesus. We should fear him above all human authority. Now, this does not mean we will disrespect human authority because we believe that God ordained human authority to represent Him. But hindi makakagalaw, mga kaibigan, ang kahit sinong CEO, kahit sinong employer, kahit sinong mangaral, kung hindi po kikilos ang Panginoon sa buhay niya. So what does this mean? This means simply this. You fear God, not man. You fear God, hindi yung boss mo na pinapressure ka gumawa ng mali. You fear God more than the people na kung saan masasabi mong influence sa buhay mo who is leading you to a wrong path. You fear God more than man. Now, towards the end of verse 6, we see four descriptive names ng Messianic King na ito. At mapapansin natin na may tinatawag na yung noun is always accompanied by an adjective. Noun, adjective. So, kung ano yung describe, yung noun na yun, dinidescribe niya kagad. So, there are four different mga names na binigay dito. First of all, Wonderful Counselor. Wonderful Counselor. So, this king na darating is a Wonderful Counselor. Now, magandang balita ito sa panahon ng mga Israelita noong time na yon, because they had kings who are awful counselors. Okay? They're really bad counselors. They had kings na kung saan lack discernment and they are foolish. They had kings na kung saan pinasamba sila sa Diyos-Diyosan at tinalikuran yung bayan nila sa kay Yahweh. Pinagawa sila ng kung ano-anong immoralidad. Pero itong hari na parating na ito ay kakaiba. Turn to a couple of chapters sa Isaiah and go to chapter 11, verse 2. Dito po dinescribe kung gaano kahanga-hanga ang parating na counselor na hari na ito. And I don't know if I were you, you meditate on this, you read chapter 11 verse 2 to 4 because ewan ko na lang kung magtitiwala ka pa sa iba because yung wisdom ng Diyos na ito ay kitang-kita. Look at verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Of course, we know this is Jesus Christ. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. This is the type of king na kung saan puspos ng banal na Espiritu. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what he hears. So in short, ang mga kanyang decision making ay hindi nakabase sa mga circumstances sa mundo o hindi nanggagaling sa kung kanino-kanino nagsasabi sa kanya ng mga counsel. Hindi kanino, but with righteousness. Friends, this tells us that Jesus, listen to this, is a supernatural counselor. He's a supernatural source of extraordinary wisdom. This wonderful news sa mga nangangailangan, I'm going to tell this again. This is a wonderful, wonderful news para sa atin na nangangailangan ng gabay ngayong oras na ito. Because there is a king who is blessed with supernatural wisdom. Friends, are you seeking wisdom right now? Sa situation nyo ngayon? Let me rephrase yung question. Are you seeking godly wisdom right now? Because there's a difference. Are you seeking godly wisdom right now sa predicament mo ngayong oras na ito? Maybe you're here today and you are so confused and you do not know where to turn to. And you've been hearing a lot of advice na kung sino-sino at kung kani-kanino from different people at hindi mo na alam kung anong gagawin kasi kung yung isang advice ng isa ay kinokontra ng isa at kinokontra ulit ng isa. Eh, kanino ba pakikinggan ko? You probably here right now, you don't know your left hand from your right hand as much as you don't know what is right and wrong. Because sometimes when we go through dark seasons in our life, we don't know what to do. Our judgment is clouded. Hindi natin alam kung ano ang ating gagawin. Listen, friends, turn to the person who is the ultimate source of wisdom, and that is God, and not Google. Don't search for quick fix solutions. God's wisdom always leads us to delight in fearing Him and not rebelling against Him. May we not doubt the wisdom of the Lord. May we not reject the wisdom that the Lord is offering to us. His plans are perfect. His timings are perfect. His will is perfect. Kahit sa tingin natin naiinip na tayo, nagpapanik na tayo, natatakot na tayo, nag-aalala na tayo, hindi natin alam kung nandiyan ba siya o wala. Friends, He is actively present and working sa life mo without even you knowing it. Trust Him. Trust godly wisdom. Yung salitang wonderful dyan sa verse na ito, wonderful counselor. Wonderful here means exceptional or distinguished. I was surprised when I found out na yung word na wonderful also is synonymously used sa Bible as yung word na supernatural. Do you need supernatural wisdom right now? Well, sabi ni James chapter 1, verse 5, if you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Approach God. Pastor, anong gagawin ko ngayon? Nalilito ako ngayon. Let me give you 4 quick applications. If you are in that situation, you tried a lot of things, or you try to keep yung mga issues mo to yourself, and you feel nasasabog ka na, I suggest you need godly wisdom. Unang-una, meditate God's Word. Meditate God's Word. Pagbulay-bulayan po natin ang salita ng Diyos. We have a lot of people who ask me, Pastor, what is God's will in this situation? Well, the basic answer is this. If you want to know God's will, you have to know God's Word. You meditate on God's Word. If you are having a hard time, or hindi ka sanay magbasa ng Bible, please approach us, approach me, and we will help you or read the Bible together with you. Meditate on God's Word. Number 2, meet godly counselors. Meet godly counselors. Ano ibig sabihin niyan, Pastor? If you are really in a fix, meet men and women who knows God's Word. Meet men and women na kung saan alam nila ang salita ng Diyos. I'm not talking about memorize lang. I'm talking about that they're believing the Bible. They're living the Bible. They're speaking the Bible. People who are trusting God. You go to these people. You go to this person. Hindi natin pwedeng sarilihin lang yan. Hindi, kaya ko to. Diskarte ko to. Hindi ho dapat ganun. You are created for relationships. And if you try to live by your own, you will be in a really big, crazy situation afterwards. You have to have godly counselors. Well, kasi ang totoo lang yan, if we're not opening up with other people, isa lang ang counselor mo, and that's yourself. You have to have other people who will be accountable sa'yo. Third, make time to be with God's people. When you see the word make time, there's the word of intentionality. Make time. Gumawa ka ng oras to be with God's people. Bakit? Kasi sabi sa Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so as one man sharpens the other. Kailangan natin ng mga tao na kung saan bibigyan tayo, magkakaroon tayo ng palakasan, people who will be true at saka real sa'yo. You need a community who will understand na hindi ito meeting ng mga perfect o hindi meeting ng mga mahihina na kung saan dumidepende sa grasya ng Panginoon. You need those type of people. What you don't need is yung mga tao na kung saan sasabihin lahat yung mga gusto mong madinig. Yung bobulahin ka. Kung may mga tao, and try to notice this, you usually go to people na kung saan lagi kang binobola. Kasi gusto mo eh. We don't want to go to people na kung saan sasabihin yung mga masasakit sa atin. And that's, I think, human nature. But if you have circle of friends or relatives na kung saan wala kang marinig kung hindi puro magaganda, I'm not saying, masyado ko naman negastar, pastor, maging positive ka naman, okay? Well, it's not about being positive and negative, but if you have people na kung saan you go to na kung saan, and they're not being honest with you, they don't really love you. They don't really care about you. You need people who will be real to you. Real to you to the point that it hurts. Of course, there's a way of saying things. Hindi naman kailangan marahas. It should be done in a loving, godly fashion. But try to evaluate yung mga circle of friends mo. Are they helpful or are they hurtful? Fourth, meditate on the gospel. Meditate on the gospel. Remember the gospel and how Christ saved you. And that life is not your own. If we go through tight spots, we need to remind ourselves kung anong ginawa ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Na niligtas niya tayo, hinugot niya tayo sa dilim at nilagay niya tayo sa kanyang liwanag. Tinanggal na tayo sa pagiging anak ng Diablo at ginawa niya anak ng Diyos. Well, what does that mean? Here's what it means. Your life is not your own. You are now slave to righteousness, which means your life should be walking in accordance sa kalooban ng Panginoon. You meditate the gospel. Meditate on God's word. Meet godly counselors. Make time to be with God's people. Meditate on the gospel. If you need someone to talk to, again, we are here after the service. Pwede niyo akong lapitan or any one of us na kung saan nakita niyo tumayo rito sa harapan. Wonderful counselor. Second, mighty God. Some theologians suggest that the coming king will be God-like, yung daw ibig sabihin nun, or a hero, but not really God, yung parating na hari. Pero ang hirap atang paikutin dito, no? When the Son of God incarnated, He did not lose His deity, nor diluted His power. He was fully God nung dumating po siya rito sa mundo natin. I was trying to meditate on that fact, no? So I was thinking about this. Just imagine this tiny, fragile baby Jesus na nakapatong po sa manger. Very tiny, very weak, very dependent. And it just blows me away that this very same baby possesses the full power of God. That's amazing. The very small hands na malambot and tender yung bones are the very same hands that has knitted you together in your mother's womb. It's an amazing miracle. It's a humbling situation. We've known that Jesus Himself is no ordinary man. Sabi sa Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 to 17, it exemplifies Jesus' power in creation. Sabi dyan, for by Him all things were created, in heaven and earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through Him and for Him. Verse 17, and He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. When Jesus, can you imagine this? Jesus is God the Son, and God the Son created. When God the Father commands, God the Son executes. And God said, let there be light. It's God the Son who moves. You see, before the very same time that He was incarnated, He is holding the world together. When He was nailed at the cross, He, according to Colossians 1:17, is holding everything together. 1 millisecond na hindi kumikilos at inaalagaan ng anak ng Diyos ang creation, we will all die. Do you see yung power and intensity ng anak ng Diyos na ito? When Jesus speaks, people were amazed. When Jesus speaks, demons obey. When storms are rampaging, Jesus speaks, it calms down. When Jesus speaks, the sick becomes well. When Jesus speaks, the dead rises from the grave. When Jesus moves, He is so powerful that He can regenerate dead hearts and transform lives. This is the Jesus that we trust. This is the Jesus you must continue to trust. Because He, number three, is the everlasting Father. Now wait a minute. Diba? Si God the Father yung title na yon. Bakit tinawag si Jesus everlasting Father? Yes, good question. Pero yan yung common confusion na tinatanong ng mga tao. And perfectly understandable. Some people believe that this is a proof text that God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit ay lahat iisang being. So what does that mean? Ito yung belief na sinasabi na minsan si God the Father ay nagiging God the Son. Minsan siya ay nagiging God the Holy Spirit. Ang tawag po dyan ay heresy. Okay? Ibig sabihin, mali po yun. It's clear that the Son of God is the second person of the Trinity. When we say Trinity, we have a God who is one, but three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, equal in deity, different in roles. These are three, yet one, plural it seems, but one, singular. Pastor, nakakalito ito. Good, then let's have a conversation mamaya. But here, pag nung sinabi na Jesus is the everlasting Father, okay, this is ang tinatawag na idiom. This idiom is used to describe yung Messiah's relationship hindi sa Trinity, kundi yung relationship niya sa kanyang mga tao. As a king, he will be a father to them, protecting them. Yun ang gagawin ng king na yan. I will be like a father to you. Jesus Christ will be a father to you. I will protect you. I'll provide you. I will keep you safe. He will care for His children forever. When I was a youth pastor 7 years ago, or maybe 10, hindi ko na matandaan, I was, last year, I remember na I was teaching the young people and trying to give them an idea who God is. So I try to make an analogy na God is like your father. Ang Diyos ay parang tatay mo. And after giving what I thought is a very clear demonstration and explanation of who God is, I thought it was all clear. But when I looked at their faces, it seems na hindi. So I approached some of them who seems to be strongly disagreeing sa akin. And then I asked him, what is it that you don't understand that God is a father? And this is what this young, sweet lady told me. Pastor, if Jesus is like my father, then I don't want him. Turns out his father is abusing her. Maybe you're here today and you can relate to that young lady. You don't understand what it means that Jesus is Father. Friends, Jesus is nothing like your earthly father and my earthly father. Jesus is nothing like you as a father. Like you as a mother. Jesus never abandoned us. But He did say, I will be with you till the end of the age. Jesus did not abuse us verbally. But He spoke words of life that leads to eternity. Jesus never beats up people out of compulsion or irritation. But He was beaten, scorned, mocked, nailed at the cross for the forgiveness of your sins and mine. Jesus didn't blame us when things are not going well. Instead, He said to the Father, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus forgave you. He forgave you from your sins. So what does this mean? This means, friends, if Jesus forgave your sins, you and I should forgive our earthly fathers. Probably you're here today and there's just scars in your heart right now. If you have tasted the sweetness of what it means to be forgiven, you will be a channel of that grace to your fathers.
Pastor, hindi mo naintindihan ko anong ginawa. Pinabayaan niya kami. Nilapastangan kami. Iniwang kami.
Praise God that these fathers are not our earthly father, our heavenly father. Praise God, these are is not Jesus. It's time to forgive. Fourth, Prince of Peace. To the original listeners, this is really good news. Bakit kamo? Because they are right in the middle of a war, and everywhere they go, ay laging may kaaway sila. So when Isaiah said, you know what, the coming king will be a prince of peace, wow, that's great. That means there will be peace in the land. Gusto nila yon. This name indicates that the Messianic king will be characterized by social justice, peace, at saka prosperity pag siya na'y nagahari. But this also means the reason why Jesus, the Prince of Peace, came, here's the reason why he came, is for him to purchase your peace.
Kanino? May kaaway ba ako, Pastor?
Why does Jesus need to purchase? Ah, baka kay Satan. No?
Then kanino niya kailangan tubusin? Kanino ba ang kaaway ko?
Well, here's the thing. We are at war with God because of sin. He is a holy God, kagaya ng kinanta natin kanina. And in this war story, we are not the good guys. We love watching movies kasi ina-identify, ako yung bida na yan, kasi mahaba yung buhok, ako yung bida na yan kasi medyo tisoy. No, in this war story, hindi tayo mismo ang bida. Tayo ang kontrabida. Because we are sinners. We are the one who rebelled. We are the one who went against God the Father. We are the enemies of righteousness. We are the enemies of peace. We are the enemies of God. And the result of this war against God is just, isa lang ang kababagsakan, annihilation natin. Wala tayong kalaban-laban sa Diyos. We do not stand a chance. That's why it was necessary for God the Son to leave his crowning glory in heaven, born of a virgin in the first Christmas Eve story, lying on a cradle, and years from that march towards the cross. Yun po ang reason why he came. He is the one who purchased our peace. If you're here today and you think you are still at war with God, rebellious against Him, repent again from your sins and put your faith in Christ. Friends, if we are now at peace with God because of Christ reconciled us from Him, ang tawag po sa ating mga Kristiyano ay peacemakers. Yun ang tawag sa ating yan, peacemakers. So what does this mean ngayon kung tayo peacemakers? Give you a few questions. Friends, who do you need to reconcile with ngayong oras na ito? Who do you need to start forgiving right now? Who do you need to grant forgiveness sa oras na ito? Are you making steps towards reconciliation? Meron po ako nabasa na article sa Gospel Coalition from Steve Cornell. He talks about the 7 signs of genuine repentance. And ito po yung mga senyales na isang tao na tunay na nagsisisi na sa kanyang kasalanan. Ito po yung mga ebidensya. I'll just mention a few. Unang-una, ang tao na kung saan totoong na nagre-repent sa kanyang kasalanan is, number one, accepts full responsibility for his or her own actions. Accepts full responsibility. Kung nagawa niyang pagkakamali, tinatanggap ko, wala nang kung. Wala nang if na tinatawag, you know? Since you think I've done something wrong, no, wala na yung ganun disposisyon. Hindi mo na sinasabi, alam mo, okay sana ako kung hindi niya ginawa to. Wala nang ganun lingwahe. A person who is growing in repentance, tanggap na niya na nagkasala siya. Hindi na siya nangangatwiran. Second, this person welcomes accountability from others. Hindi niya sinasarili. Humihingi siya ng tulong sa ibang tao para siya'y magbago. Welcomes accountability. Third, does not continue in hurtful behavior or anything associated with it. Does not continue in hurtful behavior. In short, hindi na siya'y mag-aakto na parang siya'y biktima. Hindi na ako mag-aakto o magpapakita na ako inagrabyado mo ako. Na parang ipaparamdam mo na may utang na loob ka sa akin. Hindi na ako ganun. Seven, and I'm jumping to number seven for time. Makes restitution where necessary. Makes restitution, ano yung pubig sabihin nun, when necessary? Kung kinakailangan niyang magbayad, kung kailangan may practically siyang kailangan gawin para maayos, gagawin po niya yun. Si Jesus ay malinaw na nagbigay ng babala na hindi patatawarin ng Diyos Ama ang ating mga kasalanan kung hindi natin mapapatawad ang mga nagkasala laban sa atin. Ayon sa Mateo 6, Mark chapter 11, ito ay hindi tayo mapapatawad. So ano ibig sabihin nito? Now, hindi naman po ibig sabihin nito na kinakailangan natin magpatawad para patawarin tayo ng Diyos. Ang ibig sabihin po nito, kung ikaw ay tinubos ng Diyos Ama, so through God the Son, He is expecting you to forgive. Friends, pride in a relationship destroys the relationship. Pride destroys the relationship. But humility preserves it. Doesn't matter kung sinong nauna. Doesn't matter kung gaano na yung katagal. How's your relationships right now? Is it marked by pride or by humility? Number five and last, the commitment to make it happen. Ang pangako na isasakutuparan ito. Tingnan niyo yung verse 7. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Lahat ng nabanggit ni Isaiah ay ginagarantihan niya na ang lahat ng ito ay masasakatuparan mismo ni Yahweh. Lahat ng sinabi niya ngayon, hindi ang Jews ang gagawa. Hindi kahit sinong tao ang mag-fulfill nito. In short, it is God Himself who will let this come to pass. And He will make it happen. And He did make it happen after 700 years. Tamang sinabi ng propeta, nangyari ko po ito. God did deliver on His promise. Jesus was born and fulfilled every promise na nabanggit natin kanina. God came among us in the person of Jesus. He took on flesh in order to give us wisdom, protection, fatherly care, and peace as we enter into a relationship with Him. God, and here's the beauty, is a promise-keeping God. If you're here today and you've been hurt with so many promises from people, well, ibahin niyo ang Panginoon. Next week, we will talk about this promise-keeping God. Because the promised Messiah brings true hope and joy to His people.